Welcome to the Marketplace Index for Wednesday the 24th. I'm David Brancaccio. Each day we look at what's driving today's markets and what this tells us about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up about 1.3%, 143 points, to 11,320. The NASDAQ Composite Index up nearly 0.9%, 21 points. The S&P 500, a 1.3% gain today on a 15-point rise. The 10-year bond yield was up to 2.26%. Call around to market players to check on a day that was, on balance, quite upbeat. And what you hear is not a number, but a place. Jackson Hole, as in Wyoming. It's a picturesque spot for this week's Conference of Bankers, with the keynote speech set for the last trading day of this week, when the chairman of the Federal Reserve is expected to reveal if he has any new ideas for boosting the economy. Gary Schilling runs a hedge fund and does economic forecasting from Springfield, New Jersey.
People are hoping that on Friday, Ben Bernanke, the Fed chairman, is going to announce some silver bullet.
Silver bullet in the sense of monetary easing.
Yeah, something. QE3 is kind of the catchword for whatever it might be. But I think the reality is heavy borrowing by consumers, by the financial sector, by everybody in sight that took place for the last three or four decades. And that's in the process of unwinding. And I just don't see that there is that instant fix.
And let's remind ourselves there's nothing guaranteed on Friday. It's true that 1 year ago in Jackson Hole, Bernanke announced he'd pump more money into the economy to spark growth, a.k.a. quantitative easing, or QE2. But Schilling says market players counting on Bernanke to save them again is itself a sign that they're running out of options for something, anything, to hang on to.
There is this desperation. It's just going off the cliff and hanging on to the twigs as you fall in the hope that one of them will hold and the branches won't all break on your way down to the valley floor.
When prodded, this bear says that today's action is part of the pattern we've seen this month, jumpiness in the stock market. That's leading many smaller investors to think the odds are against them in what they see as a casino, according to Schilling.
It does tell you that there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty. And it also says there's a lot of hot money. There's a lot of speculation going on, and that is discouraging a lot of longer-term investors. People who say, gee, I'm just going to give up on this. I can't stand the volatility. I don't know who's playing games with whom.
Economist Gary Schilling says the dreams of a Bernanke rescue drowned out news today of a downgrade in Japanese government bonds, along with the portentous warnings of a hurricane in the Atlantic. What did collapse today is the price of gold, which posted its second biggest drop ever as measured in dollars. Gold fell $104, 5.6% today, with gold futures closing well below $1,800 an ounce, $1,757 if you're counting. Finally, on the Marketplace Index, the daily indicator, it's our daily view on the economy via an alternative indicator. That index is down today, 1.5%. That's the decline in capital goods spending by companies in July. Capital goods are things like factories and equipment, the stuff companies buy to make other stuff. The fact businesses are spending less on capital goods means they're still sour on the economy. We've charted capital spending over the last year on our website. You can see it and watch an explainer video at marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index. This is APM, American Public Media.